I'm asking Taoiseach Enda Kenny to reconsider the nomination of Phil Hogan as EU Commissioner. I think every objective observer agrees that Phil Hogan has been nominated simply because of his loyalty to Enda Kenny rather than his ability to deliver for Ireland. He has been a poor, ineffective minister, it has to be said, apart from the fact that he has actually been responsible for implementing some of the worst policies of this government's austerity agenda. He's actually made a mess of so many elements within that brief that regardless of where one's coming from in terms of their political viewpoint, it's clear that he's just not up to the job of taking Ireland's place on the EU Commission and delivering for Ireland. And also along with that, we have to couple it with the questions that are undoubtedly going to be raised by MEPs and by European observers when the ratification process begins. It's clear it's going to be a difficult sell for the government. Phil Hogan can expect to be questioned about his record of appointment of his cronies to state boards, his boasts of preventing a traveller family from accessing housing, and his questionable mention in the Moriarty Tribunal, to just name a few instances that are bound to be raised by MEPs from across the member states.
But would it not be better for the country if we have someone Irish in this position?
It has to be more than just appointing somebody for the sake of it. Everybody accepts, I believe, that he has been nominated because he backed Enda Kenny during the leadership contest within Fine Gael back in 2010, rather than his ability to deliver for Ireland. What we need, and what I am asking Enda Kenny to do, is put forward somebody who we all as MEPs, whether in opposition or in government, can support.
If Phil Hogan isn't the right person, then who should be nominated?
I'm not going to get into the naming names. What I have said to Fine Gael representatives, I don't expect it to be somebody who I agree with on every issue. Of course not. This is going to be a Fine Gael nominee. But what I am asking the Taoiseach to do is nominate somebody, even within Fine Gael, who doesn't have that litany of failures behind them, who doesn't have so many questions over them.
Is it not a case that no matter who Fine Gael or Labour nominate for this position, yourself and Sinn Féin won't back them?
No, that's not the case at all. The reason we are opposed to Phil Hogan isn't just because we disagree with his policies, and it is fair to say that we probably wouldn't agree with the politics of whoever Fine Gael nominate. But this is more important than that, because this is more than party politics. Unfortunately, the government are playing party politics with it. Phil Hogan has been an ineffective minister, and there are question marks over his own political judgment.